Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reesa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, Reesa.
Good morning.
February 29th. Well, that's the end of February, so moving right along here.
It's a leap year. Are you superstitious?
No, I don't get into leap year too much. I'm just glad we made it through this rough winter.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lovely winter out here in California. I feel sorry for the people back east. But we did have 29 days this month, so we kind of get our extra day this year. We got an extra day of sunshine,
and they broke a record back.
They actually
broke a record back in Chicago. It wasn't. They went back to 1850 to find a day that was this warm for February. The end of February, almost 50 degrees, and sometimes it could be 10 below zero. Talking about a change in climate over there, huh?
Well, you know, they made some comment about the climate change last night at the Oscars. I happen to be one of those people that believe it's just cyclical. I mean, they claim we've had an ice age and we had all kinds of different ages and climates on the planet. So I don't know that it's anything that we're doing. I think we do a lot of destruction to the Earth, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if it's causing the climate change or not.
Well, they're saying global warming, and then they say there's ice sheets that are going to be, you know, taking over. So who knows? You know, it's like you say, that as the world turns, weather changes. What are you going to do?
Absolutely. Well, that brings us up to our hot topic.
And it's hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, last night were the Oscars. They had the hashtag #OscarsSoWhite. I happen to be one of those people that don't believe that it's the Academy Awards or the Academy's fault that there are few minorities or not a proportionate amount of minorities in films. I believe it's the fault of the producers and the directors and the casting people who actually have control over who they cast. And some casting people will cast against what the script says. So recently I was in a horror movie, and the description of the person was a 48-year-old white woman. And I'm clearly not a 48-year-old white woman, but it didn't have to be. It could be anybody they chose. And so they chose me to do the part. And I think that that's really the bigger issue. So all of the protests they had, you know, I guess it's okay they protested. But the real news was the show. Chris Rock was fabulous. I think he addressed the issues, for the most part, in a very realistic and yet at the same time very funny way. And I found myself laughing at stuff that wasn't traditionally supposed to be funny. He made a joke about there's been lots of Oscar ceremonies where they didn't have minorities and nobody was protesting, because we had much more important things to protest, like if your grandmother's getting lynched and raped, then you protest that, not the Oscars, which I actually laughed. So did the audience, which was actually so wrong. But it's true. We have got much more important things to be protesting. But I'm saluting Chris Rock because I thought he did a fabulous job. He was funny. He kept it moving. There were a couple of points that were a little sketchy, but for the most part, it was pretty good. The ceremony is the ceremony. It doesn't change, just the winners do. So I'm just going to highlight the winners. The best picture was Spotlight. And I have to tell you, I did not see any of the stuff really that's nominated or won. So I couldn't chime in on any of the actual voting and what deserved it and what didn't, because I just haven't seen them. But best picture was Spotlight. The best actress was Brie Larson for Room. The best actor was Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant. Now, Leonardo, everyone agrees, he has been long overdue for the Oscar and that he actually deserved it for this film also. A lot of times people won't get the Oscar when they deserve it. They'll lose it to somebody else. And then when they do get it, we're all saying, wait, they didn't deserve it for that movie. But from what I understand, Leonardo DiCaprio deserved it. The best supporting actress was Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl, and best supporting actor was Mark Rylance in Bridge of Spies. So those were the ones that everybody supposedly was excited about and wanted to know about. But the biggest faux pas was not actually on the Oscar stage, but one of the beauty magazines actually had a picture of Whoopi Goldberg and identified her as Oprah and said, we didn't know Oprah had tats. And it was like, it wasn't Oprah, it was Whoopi Goldberg. They have since apologized, and they have since offered to donate $10,000 to both Oprah and Whoopi's favorite charities. But, you know, that's what happens when you tweet out stuff. You need to fact check your tweets before you send them out, because they've been making, and I'm sure these are younger people, they're just making mistakes. They're misidentifying people and things and misspelling and a bunch of stuff. So just take it as a warning for us normal people who tweet out in Facebook. Check your facts before you push that send button. But overall, I thought the Oscars were pretty good last night. And that's my hot topic. What's yours, Jim?
Well, you got the big race. Much excitement, Reith. You know, like we've been watching the news, and it's pretty much dominating the news. International GOP war erupts over Trump's nomination and cleaning up. So it pretty much looks like it's going to be Trump and Clinton expected to win their race. So, you know, the CNN poll gave Trump 49%, kind of unprecedented in a race with the Republicans, 49%, with Rubio coming in at 16, Cruz 15%, followed by Carson and Kasich with 10 and 6%, which they basically should be dropping out now, so it'll be down to a three-man race. And with the Democrats, of course, you got Clinton and Sanders, and Sanders has been putting on a good fight, good show, but it hasn't seemed to pay it off for him, because Clinton cleaned up with 55% with Sanders 38%, and this is some momentum sometimes that's pretty hard to stop. You know, you got Super Tuesday coming up, and going into a race with these kind of numbers has always showed that the person that is leading at this stage of the game normally takes the nomination for their party, and then they go on to battle each other. Okay, then again, people are saying, you know, what is this Super Tuesday? Well, what it is, it's a day which several U.S. states hold a primary election. That's very simple. In the U.S., it refers informally to one or more Tuesdays early in the U.S. presidential primary season when the greatest number of states hold primary elections. The Tuesday is either in February or March for the presidential year. So that's kind of what Super Tuesday is, so you have an idea. And you know, moving on into weather, Reith and I were talking, Chicago and the Midwest are having unprecedented warm weather. So is it climate change or whatever it is? That's what's going on now. They've been in their 40s and 50s. So you can go back to Chicago and not worry about the airports and snow being snowbound and everything. New laws in Social Security. In Forbes article, if you're married or divorced after a 10-year or long union, it's time to forget part of what you read about Social Security strategies for couples. That's because the file and suspend strategies that have allowed some marriage couples and divorces to receive tens of thousands in extra government retirement benefits are being changed. By the two-year bipartisan budget deal that just passed Congress. What else? Two popular methods of claiming Social Security benefits are, well, basically disappearing thanks to the budget deal worked out between Congress and the White House. The House represents, it has passed the measure, and Senate is widely expected to follow suit. The two methods, file and suspend and file and restrict, are both used by couples to boost the amount of Social Security they receive together. So you know, if you want to know what's going on with your Social Security, do your research, check things out, because things are changing, times are changing. The first time I've ever seen that they actually suspended a raise increase, which, you know, basically is like $5. It doesn't do much, but I don't know, Wraith, what do you think? Are we going to have the Social Security hanging around for a long time or what? I mean, I've read articles where they say it's totally secure. Don't worry about it. It's going to be, there's a lot of funds. And then you read other articles saying, oh, Social Security, they're tapping into it. There's not going to be much left. But I think from what I've read, we should be okay for a while.
Well, my problem with it is they consider Social Security an entitlement. And it really isn't. It's like unemployment. We've paid into this. So it's not like we didn't participate in earning how much we're supposed to get. So it's a promise. So if the government takes it away, they're really taking away money that we've already paid into. So I don't quite understand how it could totally go away, but I do understand that they could change the rules, which is only going to increase the elderly homeless population. And it's really in Los Angeles especially. Our homeless population is outrageous. I heard the mayor talking about it, and he was saying, well, it's not really the city's fault that people are homeless. There's all these things that contribute to it. But the biggest contribution to it is our weather. There's no place else really in the country like Southern California where you can sleep outdoors really
year round.
And if you just have a bus shelter over your head, you can sleep outside. There's no snow. It really doesn't get that cold. And it's really frightening because I've seen just tremendous amount of people
over
the city.
Be careful. You're acting like a commercial now to draw people down.
I know. I keep telling everyone, no, go back. But it's true. Unfortunately, there are people, and they can transfer their benefits. So if they're receiving any type of real entitlements, they can transfer them out to California. And unfortunately, again, California has some of the highest rates. So they can get more money by living in California.
Yeah.
So it breaks my heart because there are so many elderly people already on the street, and it just amazes me. I don't know how they survive. So if they take back any more entitlements, or like I said, I don't consider Social Security entitlements, but if they take back, you know, cut funding down for people, I don't know how they're going to survive. So,
well, they shouldn't borrow on it because it's money that should be locked in. And when money's taken out in any investment, it could be detrimental. You could lose your funds. But, you know, I've read articles by investors that say there's plenty on reserve. But if people come in from, you know, other countries that haven't paid into it and they're drawing on it, that I kind of don't understand.
Right, that is a problem. But you know what? That takes us up to our first commercial.
Commercial time.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z. because, well, we do it the easy way.
We well, certainly do it the easy way.
Well, speaking of Mr. Easy Eric Zuli, we have him on the line this morning. He's going to give us an update of what's going on.
I was hoping he'd stop by, but I thought he was too busy this morning. That would be good.
Eric?
I don't know if we got
him.
Oh, yeah. He's got theme music. You know you've arrived when you have theme music.
Got to have my theme music from some awesome people. You know that theme song was actually done by a fan? How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
That song has gotten so popular. It's like it's the biggest ever. Everybody sings it to me. I roll the easy way. And so this particular person, Michael Dade, is a superstar now because of this theme song. But I appreciate you, Michael. But hey, guys, what's going on? Retha, Dad, your show is very insightful. I don't understand any of it because I'm not a baby boomer, but I bet you – no, I'm kidding. Hello, everybody.
Well, Eric, Retha and I were talking. It's like everybody's so amazed by how you built this brand like this. I mean, and to have 25,000, you know, major companies following what you're doing, it's record-breaking. And to put all this together, you can actually text in a number on your phone – and just put the letters easy in there, and it'll take it to your site. This is amazing technology.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Dad, and that's one of the things I wanted to touch on is we do have an amazing sponsor, Text Me Leads, which you can go to easyway.textmeleads.net, and you can get the same thing. Any tools that you see us using which work, you guys can do the same, and obviously if your team EasyWay, we'll get you a good discount. But, yeah, it's been pretty incredible because – when you get into these situations and you come across somebody, I don't even give people my phone number anymore. I say, you got your phone? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, do me a favor. Pull your phone out. Okay, text easy right here. Okay, now on the number where you normally dial a phone number, put in 21777. Okay, now press send. And they watch the process. And what's really cool, which I'm actually learning, is there's actually text to win things, and there's all these different things that you can do that creates incentives for your followers and your clients. Like, for instance, we have a text to win situation right now with this event, and the performers that are on the event can win a $10,000 Hollywood PR marketing package from Easy Way Broadcasting. Remember, we're top 100,000 globally ranked in the world. We're beating ABC on Alexa right now. So it's not a bad get. We're also giving away a GripDat wireless selfie stick, you know, cash prize and different things like that. And so a lot of people are motivated with that as well as, you know, it's a really good way to keep in touch with us and all the things we're doing. And, you know, what we're doing is we're producing and pushing out content that's going to be educational and help our audience and help our fans and our followers. Like, for instance, Dad, you were with me at the Saddleback College when they were shooting
that. That was amazing. And we interviewed that gentleman.
Yeah, they were shooting Dolphin Tank, which is another show similar to Shark Tank, only just a little bit more, just nicer, you know, a little bit more less abrasive. But it's still educational. It's still constructive criticism. But I had the honor to go there through my friend Dave Phillips. And this organization that's doing this is called CEO Space. Yeah, and CEO Space, for those of you guys that don't know what it is, they've been rated the number one B2B conference organization for 2 years in a row on Forbes magazine. The biggest entrepreneurs, CEOs, motivational speakers learn and get coached and are guided by CEO Space. And I had the honor of interviewing the founder and CEO, Bernie Dorman, of CEO Space, which is his dad actually – coached and helped Walt Disney. I mean, they go way back over 30 years, and it's a really major blessing. And if anybody that's listening right now wants to see that, all you need to do is go to our app or our website. And our app, you just go to Start Here and then What's New, or our website, you just go to Broadcast and then News. And any of the updates that we're doing, any blog updates, we have a really cool news update on the Oscars. And, you know, a couple of our opinions on the nominees and stuff. Yeah, it was really a blessing.
Yeah, I was looking, and that young lady interviewed, over at the college, I forgot her name. These are all people that are really notable in the marketing world, aren't they?
Yeah, you had Tracy Hazard, which is the principal and founder with her husband of Hazard Designs. And she's, man, again, all the information's on the site. I don't want to mispronounce anything, but she's one of the biggest in product development, product design. You know, she's a contributor for Inc. magazine. Then you also have Jerry Foster, who is one of the top. Yeah, Jerry Foster is one of the top 10 branding strategists. I mean, he's worked with Procter & Gamble and things like that. And so these interviews were very insightful to the listener. And if you guys, they give advice, and people are really enjoying it. We have almost 400-something views in a day on that blog post.
And it's interesting how people with this cutting-edge technology that you deal with, and then you run into other people that have interesting scenarios, and how they kind of share it with you, and you know, all of you put all this together, and how you could resource it. It's so different than, you know, what we could do. Aretha and I remember back in the 60s, how you know, if you want to market something back then compared to today, there's such a difference in how you can do it.
Well, believe me, to the 17,000 people a week that are listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. And we're still trying to actually differentiate each show. But to all you listeners, all the audience, we have some really exciting things coming up. We have the B.B. King film, and that project's going to be very incredible, which is coming together. We have our studio. We'll be doing a lot of different productions. And we're also going to be offering a lot of opportunities from age 5 to age 50, to age 60, 70, 80. You know, we're going to do a lot of fun stuff. And stay tuned, because the Baby Boomer show, Radio Boomers Live, is going to go to television here pretty soon. And pretty soon you guys will actually be able to talk to Aretha directly, see her, talk to my dad, to James Zulli, see him like on Skype. But it'll actually be a live interview, and then also be blog posted. Compliments of Gucci Designs. We're very appreciative of their amazing coding and their web design. And if anybody needs a website, you got to come to Easy Way, and we'll direct you to the best of the best for the most affordable price.
Yeah. That's and we have our big event coming up, Eric. Your big event on the 26th of March.
Yeah, so let me talk about that. I'm sorry, I'm a host. I have a tendency of taking over a conversation. So go ahead and finish, Dad. My apologies.
No, that's all right. I was going to say this looks like it's building some momentum, and that's going to be the 26th of March. This time I got the date right, and I hear, you know, it's a lot of excitement brewing around this.
Well, yeah, you know, what's really exciting about it is for me, you know, I've worked very hard, and for me to sign a lease and commit to a studio and not have anybody to answer to, and actually have it be my own with my partner, Jose, with WPS Events, it's really exciting. And so this is kind of like the new age of an era, you know, like there's levels in your progression, level 1 through 3, 3 through 5, 5 through 8, and 8 through 10. And it's kind of like we're creeping to the 5 through 8, 8 through 10 area now. And so we're going to have some amazing performers that are very recognizable names. Carmelita Pittman, who's performed at the White House. Aretha Gray will be on stage doing her thing and saying hi to everybody. And really, we're going to be, you know, Dad, you'll be there. You know, everybody's going to have an opportunity to really understand what this movement has been about and what's involved with it. You know, like, people don't know that we deal with, like, the entities that help fund and take Facebook and Twitter and things like that public. These are things that we haven't brought out, we haven't put out in the public yet. But this particular launch, which is going to be broadcasted live on Facebook and Periscope as well as EasyWay.tv, is really going to be that event where we're going to be bringing on stage all the power behind this Easy Way brand. And really what it's about, and how we're giving back, and how we're helping, and how we got all these amazing individuals, you know, I'm not going to name drop, but some very, very powerful people to back our movement. And then we're going to start doing educational seminars and workshops and a lot of different things. You'll be able to download things on the app. You'll be able to really understand how it can help you and your progression. And we have over 60 testimonials of people we've helped. It just feels really good to have these artists coming to me and posting on social media.
Yeah.
Wow, you know, Easy Way took my career from here to here. I got on Wire Image for the first time because of Easy Way. You know, there's too much
like
to mention.
When I hear a lot of these comments from the people, like, I've been doing this and working with people, and so many times nothing happens. I work with you, and things are happening, you know. For the first time, and they sound so excited, and they go, man, you bring the real stuff to the table. I love those comments.
Yeah, and the cool thing about, and I'll let you guys have your show back if you got to kick me off, I understand, but I just want to get a lot of information out to the audience today.
What we really need to know, Eric, is how does our audience get an invitation or buy a ticket or get to come to this event?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me go into one more thing, and then I'm going to go into that. The difference between, and this is really what differentiates us, and I've been studying this, there's not really any other marketing, PR, content creation, production companies like ours, and there's no one that's actually collaborated and teamed up with the biggest business-to-business organizations. So we consider ourselves entrepreneurtainment professionals. We are entrepreneurs. We deal with all the entertainment stuff. But we're really integrated with the sponsors and the business-to-business stuff. As far as how you get involved with the event, you go to easywaybroadcasting.com or you go to the app. And either way, if you go to the events on the app, it'll give you all the information, or you go directly to the website. And there's you can buy tickets regular or you can buy tickets for VIP. All the information on the event is right there on that link. And we're looking forward to having you guys. We're catering it. We got food. We got drinks. We got networking opportunities. Wire Image, Getty, everybody's covering. And, you know, even Judge Joe Brown. We're bringing him out of hiding. Judge Joe Brown might even be flying out for this one. So it's really exciting.
Cool.
You know, Aretha, I'm really looking forward to having you interview my dad. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the interviews you're going to be doing. And I'm actually thinking of a little bit of a battle between Judge Joe Brown and Aretha. I think maybe a twerking battle or something. Who knows? But I love you guys. You know, if you want to get a hold of me, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. You just download the app. You can reach me or any of our VIPs directly if you become a member. I'll go into more of that. You can hit me on Facebook. I'm really easily searchable on Google. Hit me up, guys. Love you guys. Radio Boomers
Thank
Live,
you,
hashtag Easy Way. Thank you. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for stopping in.
And that
it's
takes
so
us right up to tech time. We're moving along this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, just very quickly, the latest scam going on now is happening at the ATM machines. It isn't new, actually. It's been going on, but apparently it's been heightened recently. And what the scammers are doing is they're looking over your shoulder and they're reading the PIN number. And then when you walk away, and especially with these new cards, you pull them out and they keep going even after you've walked away. So if you don't end your transaction, it'll ask them, do you want to do another transaction? They know your PIN code, they put it in, and then they can just withdraw money out of your account. So be very careful how close someone is standing near you while you're at the ATM. Now, I know usually I let people invade my personal space, but you got to say, excuse me, could you step back, please? And if they're not willing to step back, go to another ATM. It's not worth having your bank account drained. And this is one of those things where it really becomes hard to get the bank to refund your money because they had your PIN code and you were at the ATM. Now, they do have the cameras, but you don't want to have to rely on that. So make sure that people are not looking over your shoulder. And check the ATM slot. Same thing with gas stations. Any place where you use your ATM card, check it. If it's loose, don't use that particular terminal. If there are little pinholes on it, a camera could have been inserted in it, and it will read the numbers on your card. So just be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of the machines you're actually using. And just because it's at a bank or a gas station doesn't mean that it hasn't been tampered. It only takes some seconds to change out the card reader or to put something to skim your numbers off. So just be aware. And that brings us up to Jim's Jim.
And that's me, Reese. That's me.
Okay,
Jim.
Baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Jim's Jim. Well, capitalizing on baby boomer trends. Come on, guys, got to take advantage of this. Like, there's a lot of us. In article in U.S. News, here are a few stocks to capitalize on. regarding baby boomers. And, you know, we got to take advantage of this. This is, you know, kind of a rare opportunity. Roughly, now check this out, number-wise, 10,000 baby boomers turn 65, what, every day, every week, every month, or every year? That's 10,000. Yep, believe it or not, every day, 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every day. So isn't that something you should kind of think about? Hey, I got to think of a product that's going to sell with these people. The trend is expected to continue for the next 14 years. Come on, guys, that's a lot of people. 10,000 people turning 65 every day for the next 14 years. Come on, think of a product, because an investor told me a long time ago, you want to keep up with things, you want to make money, stick with the baby boomer market. Here are some of the topics for stocks affected, the top picks for stocks affected by the baby boomers. Okay, so stocks, what are people putting their money in? Well, you got healthcare, of course, the ads you see on TV and everything, pharmaceutical firms, take out your pen, Thermo Fisher Scientific, Inc., and then you got Noveritas, AG. They work with oncology and heart failure and so on and so forth. Gilead Science Incorporated, Hep C treatments, biotechs, et cetera, of course. Walgreens, Boots Alliance Incorporated, retail and wholesale pharmaceuticals. There's big money in all this stuff because that's, you know, unfortunately, that's what a lot of baby boomers are turning to. What do boomers want? Well, how do they spend their time? They like to shop online. People are thinking, oh, baby boomers don't shop online. They don't use computers. Wrong. Baby boomers use computers at the rate of 85%. So you take that number I gave you at 10,000 a day, 85% of them use computers. So think about it. Where do you go? Of course, Amazon.com and eBay. Put them there. It's kind of a no-brainer. The boomers, after, you know, they don't want to drive. They want to stay home and do their shopping at home online. Again, think of products. You can't lose. There's driving trends for Amazon, which is on track, $100 billion in revenue this year. That's $100 billion. I told you the stats, the figures. So go home and do your homework. Think of a little project. Put it on for baby boomers, and you got it made. They have extra.
I'm going to try to. That's how I'm going to make my next million, Jim. I'm going to come up with a product for baby boomers. That sounds like the way to go. Well, we're out of time, Jim. Time flies when you're having fun. I just want to remind everybody to go to our Facebook page, Radio Boomers Live, on Facebook, RadioBoomersLive.com. Check out what's going on. Go to the Easy Way app. You can go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, find out everything that's going on the network. There's
type
new
in
shows coming out.
7-7-7, the Easy Way.
Yeah.
217777.
And then type in Easy. And text Easy Way, and you'll get all the information that you need. Well, we're really out of time now. Oh, and don't forget to go to my Facebook page, Aretha Gray. Webpage is RethaGray.com. Everything is RethaGrey, whether it's Facebook, Twitter. I've got some interesting tweets that I sent out for the Oscars you might want to check out. Check me out on Facebook. And we're going to get Jim caught up any day now. But we look forward to seeing you next Monday morning at 10 a.m. Have a great week.
Thanks for stopping in, everybody. And remember, our shows are archived. You got everything you need to know about your tips and tricks on retirement and Aretha's high-tech stuff about phones. And there's so much. There's so much, guys. So tune in on next week's show and check out the archive shows. Until then, stay healthy, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.